Today's the day.
Today is the day. Big day.
Today's live broadcast from John Barleycorn is brought to us by Wintrust, presenting sponsor Wintrust Crosstown Series and by Architect of Chicago. That was a great moment. And
great.
I threw that script back at me as if it were some sort of like, I refuse, I will not deign to read
like
this.
Orson Welles all of a sudden. I'm reading this in your infinite wisdom.
All right.
It's all going great.
Yes, this is, yes, we're doing very, very well here out at John Barleycorn, and we couldn't be doing better because Lucas Giolito is joining us on the Super Celebrity Hotline.
Nice.
And this, I got to say, as the White Sox station, and I speak, I think, for all White Sox fans, we are so proud to have Lucas Giolito, who's going to be representing the White Sox at the All-Star Game. There's really no question
100%.
About that. And may be the starting pitcher for the American League. And with a 2.22 ERA after last season, not performing as well. We were just talking to your battery mate, James McCann, a few minutes ago, Lucas. Mm. And he was giving you incredible props for all the off-season work you did to get ready for this season. What do you think is the biggest difference?
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me, by the way. I'd say the biggest difference was the mental change. Getting a full year in the big leagues last year, experiencing some ups, but mostly a lot of downs. Just kind of getting that experience, pitching every 5 days. I made all 30 starts that year. Understanding what it takes to have success at this level. I didn't do it, but I started to get a feel for, all right, this is what I have to do. And so I went into the off season with a new approach, cleaned up some things, but mostly it was just the mental approach, finding a routine that works and always trusting myself.
And Lucas, you went full high tech on the mental component of your game. Tell them what you did in the off season to work on that.
Yeah, so the biggest thing was the neurofeedback program, Brain Canics company in California. I started this thing called neurofeedback, which I still don't know all the like science and stuff behind it. I basically just hired them. I was a client. Essentially, it was a computer program. You hook your head gets like hooked up to the computer program with like sensors on different parts of your skull. And I would like do a focus game, and then I would do like this kind of guided visualization, relaxation exercise where it's like measuring all your like theta waves and I don't know, there's like six different kinds. I don't know what they're called, but for me, just doing that day in and day out right before going to spring training, I think it helped me somewhere along the line. I don't know exactly how. It's hard for me to describe. But for me, I just feel confident. I feel like I'm attacking my day every single day, doing what I need to do to improve and maintain where I'm at. And, the biggest thing is the confidence boost, just going out there with confidence every time I pitch.
We can see that when you're on the mound, Lucas, mm-hmm. the confidence you have, and as you mentioned, this focus, and it feels like you're comfortable throwing any one of your pitches in any situation, and location has been such a key for you this year as well, I believe.
Yeah, I definitely, it's easier to pitch when you have confidence in what you're doing, for sure. Last year, there were times where I think that I would stray away from that. I'd be worried about stuff that was out of my control. Whereas this year, very, very simple plan. I'm executing this pitch. That's what I'm focused on. And then it's over. If I didn't execute it, whatever, on to the next one. If I gave up a home run, I don't care. On to the next one. If I did execute perfectly, struck the guy out, great. On to the next one. That's my mentality. That's what I'm doing. And I'm staying true to that more often than not. And I think that's what's led to a lot of success I'm experiencing so far. But I need to continue to stay on that path and continue to do what I'm doing this year.
That's a really good lesson for a lot of people.
It is.
I mean, obviously, you went through some brain mechanics to exercises, if you will, to get to that point. But that's just a really good point that people can take away, mm-hmm. which is you have to live in the next moment because what has just happened has happened, and you have to be able to tackle whatever the next mm-hmm. thing is, good or bad, right? It just
absolutely. Yeah, in pitching, that's a huge thing as a starting pitcher. No matter how good or bad you did in your last start, like, it's over, and you have another one just a few days. And I think that can apply in all forms of life, professional life, personal life. Whatever happened in the past is over. There's nothing you can do about it. You can learn from it. You can do it, you know, take from it whatever you can, but the next moment's coming, and so you have to prepare yourself for that. And so that's pretty much the biggest change whenever people ask me about that.
Let me talk a little bit about coming off last season, because you had to make a very specific decision to do this, right? I mean, this was a moment where you thought, okay, you know, you know, people have been talking about your talent basically your entire, you know, life since you've been throwing a ball, and then you had a season like last season that just didn't go your way, and it was a moment that. So tell us what that moment was where you said, I got to go do this. I got to go make all of these changes. Not only the mental game, but also the physical game. You were changing your mechanics.
Yeah. I mean, I knew from a career standpoint that I had to improve. You know, a couple bad years in this league and you're out. So I knew that if I wanted to continue my baseball career at the level that I want it to be, that I had to make changes. It was simple as that. And so went into the off season. I knew that my arm action was too long. I wasn't giving myself enough time to be on time with my arm. And so that led to a lot of inconsistency mechanically. So cleaned that up, cleaned up some of my lower half, like hip movement, how I was using my legs when I was pitching. And just put it all together and was, you know, worked on it throughout spring, and I was able to be prepared and ready for the year.
Lucas, you go from facing the Yankees on the south side in your last start. Basically, it was kind of like a playoff-like atmosphere last weekend, and then your next start is tomorrow night at Wrigley Field for the Crosstown Series, and you get to square off against one of the best pitchers in baseball for the past 10 years, really, in John Lester. How much are you looking forward to tomorrow night?
Oh, it's going to be a ton of fun. I got to do it last year over here at Wrigley against Hendricks. Kind of different day game. And that I was all over the place. I don't remember my line off the top of my head, but there were at least 6 or 7 walks. Just survival mode throughout that start. I'm looking forward to coming out tomorrow with a little bit more confidence and some better stuff as well.
And Lucas, you've also picked up what I want to say is like a healthy, I don't want to say swagger, but definitely confidence and a little bit of that. You know, we talk about John Lester, Scherzer, Verlander, these guys who are ultra competitors, and we've seen that fire in you. In fact, that's your home plate. I love the way you're pitching now. And if you're going to go high and tight on someone, they have a problem with that, that's their problem. Do you feel like you've got a little bit more of that confidence as well?
Yeah. For me, the confidence, cockiness, whatever you want to call it, it's all part of competing, and I feel like I'm competing at a much higher level, the level I've wanted to compete at my entire career. I feel like I'm starting to get there. So part of that is showing emotion when the time's right, you know, pitching inside, going out there with the mentality that's like, I'm in control of this game, I'm in control of the plate, so we're going to play by my rules. Those are the types of things that kind of just keep you powered up and energized throughout a game.
Mm-hmm. Right, love it, well, love it.
It seems like the strike zone, when I watch you on the mound, it looks like the strike zone is the size of the stadium for you right now, which is really great, mm-hmm. You know? And you're able to get guys to make moves inside the strike zone. You've got, you know, you're, as your battery mate said, you know, you're a 4-plus pitch guy, which, you know, that in, talk about extending a career in Major League Baseball, that will do it. So congratulations on all the hard work and the incredible success this year. And have fun representing Chicago in the All-Star Game, my friend. You are really going to be
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it's still some more work to be done before that, but staying on the same routine. Hopefully I'll be out there in Cleveland.
All right, that's a great stadium, isn't it? That is an amazing stadium to play in. So
Progressive? Yeah, it's awesome.
So, Lucas Giolito, the ace of the Chicago White Sox. You'll see him tomorrow at Wrigley Field taking on John Lester, the ace of the Chicago Cubs. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much, Lucas, for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Lucas.
Thank you very much. Yeah, no problem. Anytime. Thanks.